is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Wait, I gotta have my hat on. You can't hear stuff if you don't have your headset on. Good morning. No, good just now afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday, food, wine, and fun for ears. That's what we do. Hey, Max, you want to turn that music down there a little bit there, pal? There it goes. It's fading out. The program today is going to be fun. We're going to be talking to Evan Goldstein. He's a master sommelier. And, he's got a great story. Remember, we had Joyce Goldstein, his mom, on not long ago for the book about jam, making jam, preserving fruit, and that kind of thing. And, of course, Joyce was the proprietress, chef, and power behind Square One, a great restaurant in San Francisco. And Evan worked there and credentialed, moved up, and he's a leader in the wine world today. We'll talk about to him in just one moment. But before we do that, don't forget, there's so many things going on. I orchestrated the wine pull last night for a charity event at Mark Arts. That was really fun. A lot of great folks and for a good cause. And then next week is good or better or worse, depending on your perspective. There's so many fun things going on. One of them, November 16th, again at Mark Arts, is the Inspire Ball. It's a food libation stations, live and silent auction, VIP reception, award presentations, and it's all for Dress for Success. There'll be live music and dancing and champagne and diamonds. It's the Aspire Ball. There's still seats available. VIP reception, 6:30 to 7:30. It only costs you $75. The wine's going to be good. Inspire Ball, 7:30 to 11, $140. And it is cocktail attire requested. You can learn more at inspireball.org, or you can give them a ringy-dingy at 316-945-8779. Celebrating confidence, that's what Dress for Success does, and I have an auction package in there that's going to be a real hoot. It is dinner for six and an overnight stay at the Devlin Lodge at Flint Hills, and I will be orchestrating the cooking, the menu, and pouring you great wines, and we'll have a ball. And that's just one of the many great auction packages at the Inspire Ball. And again, you need to make reservations quick, though. It's next week, November 16th, inspireball.org. Now, I also have a great wine of the week, and we'll tell you about that later. But let's get to talking to Evan Goldstein. Evan, as I said, is a master sommelier. He became such long before that silly movie came out, with Sideways with Merlot and that crap, and more importantly, he has branched out and he's doing so many interesting things. The thing that caught my attention was Master the World. And you go, yeah, well, okay, Evan could do that. But this is a great program for a avid wine enthusiast, somebody who is getting ready to test for or wants to enhance their tasting ability for a future credential in the wine business. And Evan's nice enough to let us interrupt his Saturday morning at home. Evan, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you. And I was listening to your really cool stuff. I'm sorry I'm not going to be in your neck of the woods on the 16th.
Yeah, there's so many fun things going on here, Evan. Anybody who ever says it's boring in the Midwest, just they need to come visit because –
I have heard that from a number of people. In fact, I was actually just in St. Louis this about a week or two ago for our most recent set of advanced exams, and it was really cool time. Yeah, I mean, I think those of us who are on the left or right coast of the world tend to forget there's such a beautiful amount of wonderful stuff going on in the middle.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun here. Now, let's talk about you. This is your life. I could probably encapsulate the high points, but I'd sooner hear it from you, and I know my listeners would too. Let's go all the way back to Mom's Restaurant and when you first started working. What got you fired up about wine and your progression, and what led you to do what you're doing now, not only with this new, we're going to focus on Master the World, but also talk about your beginnings with Full Circle and how that's all panned out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had the pleasure of joining forces with my mom back in the mid-'80s when we opened up Square One Restaurant, which is no longer with us, but nostalgically remembered and loved by all. It was a pioneering Mediterranean effort at a time when the Mediterranean, for most people, essentially consisted of southern France, Italy, and bits and pieces of Spain. You and I both know that the Mediterranean, when you speak of food, can go as far east as Turkey in the Middle East and as far west as North Africa and Portugal and things like that. So we were really, really thrilled to be able to do that. And at the same time, we opened up the restaurant. I took the opportunity to leave the kitchen, which is where I'd been at Chez Panisse and prior, and go on the floor to, amongst other things, attack the wine program, which is something I felt very passionately about. And that kind of latched on. We were doing some really cool stuff, obviously implicit with the Mediterranean concept, but also embracing what was then a very nascent California and American wine scene. And the rest, as they say, was history.
Wow. You know, it's so fun to think back. And I think, I'm straining my memory, but I know you'll help me with this. What was Mom's first book, Kitchen Conversation?
Well, actually, you know, her very first book, and this is talk about trivia of trivias, was a book called Feedback, Cooking as Communication, which she wrote in the late 70s. And it's long since out of print, but is actually still to the day a fabulous book if anyone can track it down in a treasure hunt in used bookstores. But her first significant book, in terms of the Square One era, was in fact The Mediterranean Kitchen, followed by Back to Square One, followed by Kitchen Conversation.
Yeah, man. She was on, I started the program here on KNSS in 92, and she was on either in late 92 or early 93 with one of the books. You know, it's just time flies. And we had so much fun, by the way. I don't need to tell you, your mom's just a sweetie. And so fun and so.
Of course, I would say that, but I'm partisan.
Yeah, and I think one of the coolest things, and you get to do this, would be able to go to her house for dinner sometime. Of course, she'd probably put you to work.
Yeah, well, you know, we obviously beyond the sort of cursory holidays and things like that, which you can probably imagine are delicious and fun. We do get together on a regular basis. You know, we're blessed to both live in the same city and within probably about 15 minutes driving of one another. So we get together casually. In fact, we were together for the elections the other night, eating a delicious lasagna and drinking old Barolo and applauding and screaming simultaneously at the television set. So, we're lucky to be around, and we drink well in this part of the world.
The drink well part and your growing up in the restaurant business really served you well because, and then it served us who like wine and food well because you did a lot of, you're a extensively published author. Let me see. I don't, which one was first about Daring
Well, actually,
Perry's.
You know, kind of following in my mother's footsteps, my very first book was sort of a smaller edition called Five Star Service, which was sort of a precursor in a modest way to sort of the whole new bevy of books that came out on customer care in dining rooms, which most notably Danny Meyer Setting the Table is probably the best. But I wrote a book like on that sort of back in the, early-ish to mid-ish 90s. And then my first significant commercial book was Perfect Pairings, which came out about, 12 to 13 years ago.
Yeah.
It did extraordinarily well. I still get royalty checks, which is amazing to me. But it was followed a few years later by a book called Daring Pairings, which is another full food and wine pairing book. And then most recently, a few years ago, I penned a book called Wines of South America, which is, of course, on South American wine.
Yeah, and what a great topic that is. Well, I know you were on the show for one, if not both, of the pairings books, and they have a prominent place on my wine book shelf.
Thank you.
But then you decided to, you know, let's make a company. Let's start something different. Tell us about Full Circle, what that does for you and what you do for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Full circle. You know, after you know, leaving the day-to-day restaurant business in the early 90s, and then spending some time in corporate for, you know, lion's share with an organization, again, nostalgically remembered, called Seagram, or the, you know, the house in Seagram. I worked for them for years, and then followed that with Diageo and Allied to Mac and Constellation and Beam and all of those. So I did that sort of stint. And then after leaving that, I sort of took a pause and decided at a sort of, you know, opportune moment to go into business with one of my marketing colleagues who had spent the last sort of 5+ years with me, or I should say we worked together rather, and start Full Circle Wine Solutions. And Full Circle Wine Solutions is sort of a marketing and educational agency business, and our clients are primarily trade associations. So that is to say, we don't work for any one individual winery or any individual group of brands, but we do work for geography. So we count amongst our clients. We've worked with Wines of Sonoma County, Wines of Argentina, Wines of Portugal, Wine Australia, Wines of Chile, et cetera. So we work with these generic bodies and help them get their messaging together, help them often discover what their message is, and then take that to the trade, be it in the form of master classes, tastings, walk-around tastings, trips where we bring people in or take people to these various regions, but help them sort of grow their categories through educational and marketing activities.
It's such an important part from the consumer side of the table. Anytime that you can get somebody to come to town who has been well-trained and represents their product, it makes the industry look better, it makes consumers happy, and you guys play an important role in that. Tell us a little bit about your founding partner and CEO, Li Meng Stroh.
Oh, Li Meng is terrific. As I mentioned, we met each other when we were both working for Allied to Mec, the company formerly known as Allied to Mec, which no longer exists anymore, which at the time was, believe it or not, the second largest company in the beverage business after Diageo, which is hard to remember.
Man,
but
yeah,
she was in marketing, and I was in PR, internet, and education. And we worked together, obviously, because when you're working on brand marketing, you're working on PR and education, your worlds collide. And we enjoyed working together, and probably worked together more as a team than most of our other colleagues did with each other. And then she left, probably a year or two before I did, in the sense that, you know, she was moving on and I was sort of still doing my thing and writing Daring Pairings at the time. And when I took a sabbatical to finish Daring Pairings, I, you know, kind of realized I didn't necessarily want to go back, and she was kind enough to come up with a great idea, and we joined forces. But she's a Harvard MBA, much more brilliant than I am. And whereas I am sort of, quote unquote, the wine guy, wine geek in our business, she's the one that makes everything happen, from, you know, HR to modeling to running the financials to doing all of the perhaps less glamorous, but frankly, probably more essential elements of our business. And we've now been working together, honestly, for probably about 16 years.
Wow. Time flies. And you guys use other master sommeliers and other folks in the business that are throughout the United States. I know, doesn't Doug Frost do some stuff for you?
Yeah, no, we've been blessed. I mean, one of the joys of this business that we've run is being able to, quote unquote, hire your friends. And we obviously have far more opportunity and educational events than I'm able to do single-handedly. So we've been able to, over time, reach out to various master sommeliers. In Doug's case, somebody's both the master sommelier and master of wine, and bring them into the fold sort of on independent contracting basis for us, depending on the event, depending on the scope, the geography, the location, the client that we're working with. And yeah, I've had, there's probably a cadre of maybe, you know, 8 to 10 MSs and MSMWs that I work with on a regular basis. And it's really a win-win, because I know they're going to deliver extraordinary results for us, and it's great for me to be able to throw some business their way.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Evan Goldstein. Of course, he is a master sommelier. This is a big deal. I did the intro course and would love to do more, but I'm getting old. And I drink too much, but that's practical experience, Evan. It's practical experience.
Absolutely. That's why you're better tasted than most everybody.
All right. Well, look, we'll be right back. Wait till you hear about Master the World. This is a blind tasting program, a subscription type thing. We'll tell you more about it after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.